USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to attend the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The White House saying Biden will join leaders from around the world at the state funeral. The Queen will be laid to rest after 10 days of mourning, during which time the public can pay their respects. Gas prices continue to slowly drop. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is now $3.73 a gallon, making a 30-cent decrease in the past month. The cheapest gas is in Texas and Arkansas, where the statewide average is $3.19 a gallon. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly appears in court after allegedly going on a shooting spree in South Memphis that killed four people and injured three others. Kelly faces a first-degree murder charge in retaliation to the shooting, but Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy tells reporters it won't be the last of the charges.
We expect that other charges will be brought soon.
The judge assigned Kelly a public defender and scheduled Kelly's next court appearance for September 13th. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley is criticizing the federal probe into White House documents found at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Hawley telling Fox News he thinks the Department of Justice is focusing on politics while ignoring crimes committed by everyday citizens.
We're seeing shooting sprees, we're seeing murders, we're seeing carjackings all across the country, all across the country. Biden DOJ won't lift a finger to do anything about the crime spree that is hurting and killing Americans, but they've got all the time in the world to target their political opponents.
The head of the United Nations Human Rights Commission in Ukraine says Russia is torturing prisoners of war. Matilda Bogner saying the UN has evidence that Russian guards take turns severely beating Ukrainian prisoners as they enter detainment facilities. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The Pentagon is hosting their annual 9/11 employee observance ceremony Friday. Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Navy Admiral Christopher Grady says no act of terrorism can rob them of their conviction.
May the knowledge of our shared history ensure future generations of Americans enjoy the same freedoms and liberties that we have inherited. May we continue to tell the stories of that fateful day 21 years ago and of the days that followed where we as a nation united in purpose.
He adds that he was there that day when terrorists hijacked an American Airlines flight and crashed it into the Pentagon. The attack killed all 64 people on the flight, as well as 125 people in the building. A man is charged in a high-profile case in Las Vegas, Nevada. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist that exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Rob Tellis. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched the politician's.
Two men convicted for plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan are asking for a new trial. Lawyers for Barry Croft Jr. and Adam Fox say alleged misconduct by a juror is the reason. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.